wake up and laugh. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, Kelly.
Hello.
Let's play a fun little game to start off, okay? How about I have four things in the pocket of my jacket. Can you guess two of them?
Keys, cell phone.
Ding, you got one. Cell phone. I'm going to take it out. I've got three more items in my pocket. Keys are not one of them.
Where are you keeping your keys?
In the pocket of my pants. I said jacket.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Maybe a... I don't think you have any membership cards.
Yeah, if I gave you 50 more guesses, I don't think you could get the other three items.
Well, okay. Let's cut to the chase.
All right.
What do you have?
Reaching in my pocket. I've got my... my little tin of Axe styling paste for my hair.
Oh, fantastic.
All right.
Hair goop. Got to have that.
Reaching in my pocket. I got a banana.
Okay. And is that a pocket in your banana? Or are you just, all right.
And the last item in my pocket, toilet paper. So there you go.
I think like a roll?
No.
Just toilet paper?
Just like
some squares?
Yeah, just some squares. So
for emergencies?
It was already in the jacket pocket when I got it this morning. So I don't know why I had it before in there, but I noticed it this morning when I put my banana and my Axe flexible paste in my pocket to come to work.
Well, maybe. Were you thinking, I'm out of Kleenexes, I'm going to use a square for a Kleenex?
Maybe.
In case I need that.
All bets are on the table, Kelly. Who knows?
But, got it.
But yeah, cell phone, banana, Axe flexible paste, and toilet paper. Those are the four items.
That sounds like all of the makings of a great day.
In the jacket pocket of my coat. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Other than that, I think we're ready to roll here. We got the vigilante checking in about 45 minutes, so that's exciting, right? Setting the bar stories, we got a wiener ship to talk about.
A wiener ship?
Yep, absolutely.
Awesome.
Throwback Thursday, the case with the ex. It's the ex-boyfriend, that's the problem. And
well, in one person's mind, not necessarily in the other person's mind.
I know. So this is interesting. So we'll dive into that on the way as well. Plus your feel-good stories every single hour throughout the morning here on DJX. If we roll into just a little bit of sports, how about them Cards? The number 2 seed Louisville women's, the Lady Cards, advanced to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament. 62-53 victory over the 7 seed Northwestern. Here's the thing. They came from like being down 18 points. So wild comeback for the Cards and a Sweet 16 berth for them. So congratulations to them. Indiana advances to the Sweet 16 with a 70-48 victory over Belmont. Kentucky, they lost out on a bid for the Sweet 16. Lost to Iowa, 72-86. So, Louisville advancing, IU advancing in the women's national championship NCAA bracket. Like I said, not talking about the guys. There's no reason. There's no reason really to talk about.
Sorry, boys. It's all about
the biz. It's all about the ladies this year. So, so the Cards advance. Sweet 16 action after winning last night against Northwestern. So a little bit of sports action there. A little bit of sports here on 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to your feel good. Every hour we do this, Kelly K.
So this third grade teacher in California is going viral for her routine getting kids ready for exams.
Mm-hmm.
Katie Boozer sings affirmations with her students at the elementary school there in Santa Barbara where she works before they take an exam.
I believe in myself. I believe I can. I believe I'll try my best. I believe I'm awesome. I believe in me.
I love it. All right. I love it.
Isn't that great? And then, you know, they pick up their pencils and she says, they continue, I am strong. I am smart. I am capable.
Oh, that's so
I am
great.
A mathematician.
Yes.
I will pass this test.
Yes.
Ready, steady, Freddy, go.
I love it.
I love it. So she said, you know, by the beginning of every year, you know, she's leading the affirmations, but by March, it's her students who are taking the lead on that.
No, that's cool.
Which is the whole point. Yeah, she's trying to teach them to be leaders. So again, I think I'm going to get up every morning and I'm going to say, you know, I believe in myself. I believe I can. I believe I'm awesome.
That early morning positivity, yeah. For sure.
Absolutely. So we'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show if you want to see it.
I would imagine that you have the same love of National Treasure that me and my family does. But
oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah, Disney Plus has now greenlit a new series based on that, you know, movie with Nicolas Cage, you know, produced by Jerry Bruckheimer. I mean, and classic franchise of National Treasure. Those movies are fantastic.
They're awesome.
But yeah, Disney Plus is working on a new series based on National Treasure. Now, I don't know if Nicolas Cage is a part of it, but my gosh, he better be in some way.
It'd be great if he was.
I mean, I know. So anyways, look for that coming out here soon. So that's going to be exciting for a lot of people on 99.7 ATX. Setting the bar. These are examples of what not to do. Maybe you heard this story, or at least heard of this story, if you can, of the Suez Canal from the BBC.
Now, it's one of the world's most important shipping routes, and it's blocked. A giant container ship ran aground in the Suez Canal after losing power. And at around 200,000 tons and over 400 meters long, the container, well, it's going to take some shifting. 50 ships a day normally pass through the canal,
yep,
carrying 12% of the world's trade. So the pressure is really on to get her refloated.
Yeah, so this ship, maybe you've seen, is just like blocking sideways the Suez Canal, which, you know, passes, you know, to the Mediterranean Sea there, between, what is it, Africa and, well, whatever. I'm not a geographic mastermind over
genius
here. Right. It's an important canal, we'll say that. So, here's the setting the bar part. If you can manage to make it through the day without running your ship aground, after trying to draw a wiener pic in your GPS, you're doing okay.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. So a ship was going all over the place, trying to, on like the radar screen, have a little wiener show up?
Yes, before running aground and blocking the entire Suez Canal, the crew from the ship named Evergreen decided to chart a route that drew a wiener, a twig, some berries, and even an enormous butt in the Red Sea before becoming stuck. You can see it literally on its GPS tracking what it decided to do there in the Red Sea before it ran aground.
That's insane. Did they just have some extra time, extra fuel on their hands and thought, this sounds like a great idea? Did they not have a mission?
So, you know, the Suez Canal is like O'Hare, or it's like a busy, busy passageway. So there are a lot of ships that need clearance. So maybe there was a backup and it's just wasting time until its turn to make its way through the canal. So during its wait, it drew for the GPS, twig, berries, a butt. Then,
holy cow,
when it was its turn, became lodged in the Suez Canal when high winds, a dust storm, and it lost power and it turned it sideways. So,
did they think no one was going to notice?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. We wouldn't have been talking about this had that ship not then gotten stuck in the Suez Canal.
That's true.
Yeah, so we'll tweet out its voyage there so you can see at Ben and Kelly Show exactly what we're talking about. But yeah, if you can manage...
How long did it take?
I think it's currently still stuck.
Okay, but like, how long did there was the journey to draw all of that on the radar?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, ships don't move.
How long that took.
Ships don't move very fast, and ships of that size definitely don't. So that probably took more than just a couple minutes to sketch in the Red Sea there. So
it does look like an Etch-a-Sketch.
Yeah,
a little
bit. It
does,
right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without, you know, running your ship aground right after trying to draw a wiener pic and butt in your GPS, you're doing okay.
Oh, my God.
But But hats off to that captain. That's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. I don't know. Did you understand what the vigilante said? Prize. P-R-I-Z-E. If you get that into the website, then you could be $1,000 richer with the vigilante hijacking our cash promotion to do his own. And you could be just like Brian Nordby, who picked up $1,000 just yesterday.
All right.
He's a man of very, very few words there, Brian is.
Well, yeah, good. This is Brian Nordby. I just won $1,000.
Oh, thank you, Brian. Appreciate it.
Great. You know, I mean, sometimes it just takes you off guard.
Well, and how are you supposed to know it's even legit when it's the vigilante? So,
right. For sure.
Yeah. With Southern Indiana Equipment, another opportunity for you with the word prize, P-R-I-Z-E. So you can be just like Paige and Brian, who are cashing checks. Cashing checks.
We think. We're not sure because, again, not the ones delivering it. Are we letting the vigilante make the calls, too? We're not doing that, right?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm not in control of anything. All right. So, yeah, the vigilante and prize, P-R-I-Z-E. Good luck. Kind of appropriate for a throwback Thursday as it is the 15th anniversary of Hannah Montana. Yesterday, in fact, it was 15 years ago that show debuted on the Disney Channel, including, you know, Miley Cyrus and introducing her to the world as Miley and Hannah and Billy Ray, her dad, on there and all that. And it was kind of cool. Miley shared on Twitter a picture of a handwritten note written on Hannah Montana letterhead, just kind of talking about the milestone and saying all the significance that the role had in her career and personal life, saying, you know, although you are considered to be an alter ego, in reality, there was a time in my life when you were more of my identity in your glove than I did in my bare hands. And she talks about all the firsts that she had with that show and saying that not a day goes by that I forget where I came from. A building in Burbank, California, with a room full of people with the power to fulfill my destiny. And they did. They gave me you, the greatest gift a girl could ask for. I love you, Hannah Montana. So for those of you wanting to reminisce there, Hannah Montana turned 15 yesterday.
And I think Miley is finally maturing. I mean, that was a really grown-up tribute.
I know she's had
to where she came from.
Yep. I mean, you know, she's had her ups and downs as anybody who we've seen get early fame has had. You know, I mean, I don't think there's any kid who's had that early taste of fame that has skated through 100% with you know, flying colors. I think they you know, their struggles are a little bit more pronounced than others. But yeah, Miley for sure. She
rebelled against the whole Disney image for a while, but now it's nice to see her embracing that's where she started.
And I got to be honest, those shows, if you go back and watch them, they're hysterical.
I never got into that one.
My older daughters, Isabel and Sophia, they were really into Hannah Montana and they loved, and so I would end up watching some of these episodes with them, and these shows are hysterical. I mean, and then all of the guest stars that you see, because, you know, Billy Ray, he was a big force. And so he's pulling people like Bonnie Raitt, and he's pulling like Taylor Swift even had a cameo role before she became Taylor Swift on Hannah Montana and all the people who have come out of that. But yeah, I mean, if you want just some quality, like family programming, old Hannah Montana shows are fantastic.
We've seen the movies, but I haven't seen the series.
Yeah, no, the series is great. The series is fantastic. So anyways, yeah, 15 years ago, debut of Hannah Montana there on the Disney Channel, kind of fulfilling a Throwback Thursday there. So who knows? We may hear a little old Miley in Throwback Thursday coming up in about 1 hour from now. But coming up next, it's your feel good.
Another great story about a teacher that we need to highlight. You know, online learning has been a struggle for teachers all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one kindergarten teacher in particular that's gotten really creative with trying to engage his kindergartners because of all of the classes to struggle with keeping attention.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. On Zoom, kindergartners. I mean, that struggle is real.
Yeah. All right.
We'll share what he did coming up.
All right. Let's get to your feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
So, as we were mentioning, the struggle with online learning has been real for many teachers all over the country, especially for kindergarten teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So, there is one in Washington State, Garrett Talcott, and he decided to take his kids on a virtual field trip to the zoo, and they loved it.
Now, what habitat do you think these animals live in? The Arctic.
Oh, so he's like holding up the laptop computer while he's walking around the zoo by himself.
Yes. Oh. And shared the videos on TikTok, which is, you know, where they started to go viral.
Yeah.
And because you can see the kids saying, this is a great trip. I mean, they're just super excited. They're over the moon. They're looking at orangutans and penguins.
Oh, that's
and
great.
Rhinos. Oh, yeah. Now, this isn't the first thing that he's done like that. He took them on a virtual roller coaster ride.
Are you kidding
in
me?
In his apartment. Yeah, no. So it's got like a YouTube video, you know, that shows like first person, you know, going around it. But then it's like he has a roommate or a friend with a laptop kind of being a roller coaster around his apartment, too. So, yeah, it's really cute. He looks like he puts a lot of extra effort into making it fun for his kids. You can see the story at Ben Kelly Show on Twitter.
All right, good deal. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Before we talk to Paul and bring him into this, if you've ever got an issue and you just want the opinion of a bunch of other people, our listeners, you can shoot us a message and we'll toss it out to the group and see what we can do for you. And, you know, thinking about your exes, look, I didn't date a whole lot before I met my wife. And we started dating. We had a long, we dated for 5 years before we ended up getting engaged and then married. But I wouldn't say that I have any sort of animosity towards any of my exes. I even went to one of my ex's weddings and saw her get married. So
I had the mom of an ex-boyfriend at my wedding.
Yeah. So I mean, I think having a healthy relationship with an ex is not necessarily a bad thing, but we'll find out what Paul's issue is here when we talk to him here. Hey, first of all, good morning, Paul.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. So why don't you walk us through what you wrote us?
Okay. I'm driving myself crazy. My girlfriend and I have been dating for a while, and she is friends with all of her exes, like all of them, and not just friends, not like just Facebook friends or anything, but like friends, like she talks to them.
Okay.
And I don't talk to my exes. All my exes are, they're gone, they're exes.
Yeah, they're exes for reasons.
Right, exactly. So they're not a part of my life at all, and here's the thing. She has an ex that she dated for a while, and he's coming into town, and he's going to stay with her for a week.
Ooh.
And I'm not cool with that. And she, you know, she keeps saying, he's just a friend. That like, we broke up 6 years ago. He's, you know, just a friend. I'm not cool with it. It's driving me nuts. I'm like, he's staying in your apartment, and he's also single.
Yeah, that would raise some red flags for me. How long did they date? Do you know?
They dated for about 2.5 years.
Okay. Ended it about, 6 years ago, you said?
Yeah, 6 years ago. So I don't know if I'm overreacting, if I have anything to worry about, if anybody else, maybe I'm the only one that doesn't, you know, hang out with their exes. I don't know. But it's driving me nuts.
Yeah, I mean, part of me is like, hey, you know what, a healthy relationship with an ex isn't necessarily a bad thing if she and the other person is, you know, if they broke up amicably, and that's a hard word for me to say. but yeah, I tell you what, we're getting a bunch of people texting in, and you know, I think there are some red flags that are being thrown up, but we'll see what people have to say if you want to just hang out, okay?
I appreciate it, man.
All right, Mike immediately just says, oh, hell no. Yeah.
And Michaela was like, I just choked on my gum. Lisa says, no, heck no, sorry. That is too intimate.
Is it just, yeah, I was going to say, is it just too close?
Well, yes. If she was living with her boyfriend, then he could stay with them and then he could be there. And that's one thing. But if they're living apart,
yeah.
She's got her own apartment and then boyfriend's going to go stay at her apartment. Yeah.
Man, yeah, that's interesting.
Amy said, I stayed friends with my ex and now I have a 14-year-old son.
Oh, all right.
With the ex.
Okay. Things could happen if left unattended or unsupervised,
yeah.
According to Amy. Okay. I don't know if anybody listening has a ex who they've been friends with for a long time and they realize maybe they dated and they realize, no, we're not good as boyfriend, girlfriend. Maybe we're just better as friends. And it's worked out and they're together. I don't know. Maybe we need to hear from you guys because everybody so far on our texting line is like, no.
Shut it down.
Yeah,
shut it down.
502-571-9970. So Paul has an issue because his current girlfriend, he's dated a while, has been friends with her exes, including a guy that she dated for a couple years, about 6 years ago. And he's coming into town and going to stay with her about a week. And he's all like, I want to put my foot down and say, no, all my exes are exes for a reason. I don't understand this.
Most of the peanut gallery seems to be on board with that.
We knew almost instantaneously when our text line just lit up with people going, no, red flag. No. That
my husband is doing the same thing, too.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, oh, no, dude needs to stay at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, I mean, don't, you know, like, and it's even my own reaction. I'm like, that's a red flag. I'm like, man, that is just a little too tempting. You know, even though you may trust her, they're in the same apartment. I mean, it's like that.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you had the most trust in the world, that's still a tough pill to swallow.
Angel, that's going to lend more fear to that, saying, hi, I'm Angel. I just want to say any boyfriend I've ever had, I'm still friends with. I always still got with them again. So basically, we just became friends with benefits.
Ah, okay. Yeah, Taylor writes on Facebook, relationships are about respecting the other's boundaries. If that's how you feel, she should respect that.
Yes.
Okay, so Sandra, you are friends with all your exes. Tell me about that.
Well, I have exes. I have two or three exes that I'm still friends with that I actually associate with. And my current boyfriend actually associates with them, too.
So I think maybe you're saying make sure that the boyfriend, Paul, is around these exes.
No. So
he feels comfortable with them?
Yeah, he feels comfortable with them.
Okay. Sandra, you do you. I like that. I think it'd be tough for me, but all right. I like it. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
Hey, Chanel.
I just separated from a current girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
but it had nothing to do with my ex. But I've been friends with my ex for almost 30 years. And when we were together for 10 years. And we basically decided what you guys were talking about is that, you know, we were better off being friends. Mm-hmm. And when we decided to break up, we had a conversation that said, we both said we want each other in our lives. We love each other, you know, that type of thing.
Just not that way.
Right.
Right. So did that, let me ask you, did your friendship lead to any sort of issues with, you know, the people that you dated after?
No, because when I dated people, I made it clear right off the bat that my best friend in life,
yeah,
is my ex.
Okay.
And there's nothing between us.
Yeah.
I trust her with everything. And I just laid the ground rules right off the bat. And if they had a problem with it, then they can just move on.
All right. Thank you, Chanel. Kathy writes in and says, you know, this happened to me recently. My boyfriend's ex-wife came to town, stayed at his house. So I stayed with him too. Now I know why they are divorced, LOL. I'm confident with myself, and now it has brought us actually closer because I realize he's just a nice guy, letting her stay there while her mom was in the hospital and his ex is crazy.
Yep, got another one from a listener. I have several exes that I'm dear friends with, mm-hmm. one in particular. Depending on the relationship, I wouldn't worry. For us, it took the intimate part out of it.
Right.
He's even buddies with my husband now because he's such a kind person. We went to his wedding also. But here's the thing. There isn't like an established relationship already with Paul and the ex-boyfriend because he lives out of town.
Right.
So I absolutely think if they're even going to entertain this, you know, Paul's got to be in the picture all the time.
Yeah, like I like the idea of maybe Paul's like, hey, can I be a roommate that week too? And
yeah.
And just kind of be there.
Because again, it's about the boundaries and respecting those. If,
yeah.
if Paul's feeling uncomfortable about it, she needs to respect that.
Oh my gosh, I just being on a fly on the wall, if that is to happen, man, that is... That is interesting. So I think Paul, we're saying, yes, keep that like red flag detector high, but maybe invite yourself to stays too. And if she says no, because it shouldn't be an issue, right?
Right.
And so if she says no, then maybe you put your foot down and say, no, Holiday Inn. I don't know. Is that accurate? Is that a good way to go?
Maybe. I think, yeah. I think all of these things, we've tossed out a lot of things to Paul.
Yeah.
And I, you know, he's got to now apply like this, because we honestly don't know the dynamic. It doesn't sound like he's ever met the guy before.
Right. Right.
It's been 6 years.
Okay.
So I think he needs to just be like, I'm super uncomfortable. Here's the way that the only way this will work is if I'm staying there too.
Yeah. Okay.
Otherwise, he got to go to the Holiday Inn.
That's right. All right. If you're in a spot and you can't chime in, that's cool. Just go back to Facebook. You can read all the replies. You can put your own there. At Ben and Kelly Show. I saw that this Cinnamon Toast Crunch shrimp was trending. Clicked on it. Found out that this Twitter user by the name of Jason Karp had found a couple shrimp tails in his box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. We talked about it a couple days ago. And I thought that would be it. It has snowballed to unimaginable proportions. So the Cinnamon Toast Crunch saga continues 3 days even after, because we're learning so much more about Cinnamon Toast Crunch, the brand. Jensen, the guy who tweeted the original photo.
Yeah, the guy at the center of it. Yeah.
And what they're doing about it. So, first of all, can we just say that Jensen is married to Topanga?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember?
We can say that. Oh, yeah. Which, her real name is Danielle Fishel.
Yeah,
and
yes.
And his last name is Karp.
Yes. So.
And we're dealing with shrimp tails.
This is 100% the case. And so, yeah, to recap, you know, he found these shrimp tails in his Cinnamon Toast Crunch. They were coated in shrimp. So he takes a photo to it. Of it. He tweets it to Cinnamon Toast Crunch and they come back and say, hey, we're sorry. You know, it looks like that could be some sugar. If you'll take it to like or if you'll mail it to us, then we can, you know, identify it and make sure that there's no like tampering happening.
Yes.
Right?
They're thinking, you know, somebody had to have put this in there. This didn't come from our plant. That's what they're saying.
Yeah. And so, you know, so his back and forth, he is completely documented. And for one, he says that, listen, Jensen is very upfront and going, look, if you're the social media manager of a major corporation, this ain't on you. Like,
oh, yeah.
This is on the PR firm that they have protecting this major company. This ain't on you. So don't try to shoulder the burden, because that company is going to throw their social media manager under the bus, you know, because your job is only to come up with clever, you know, tweets and posts for your
to
brand.
Sell cereal.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. To sell cereal, not to deal with these viral like moments that are happening. And so Jensen actually like points that out. He's like, hey, you know what? Whoever's running the social media account, this ain't on you. Like I understand, but this needs to be dealt with from, like your corporation, who hadn't actually even done anything with them. And so he's like, I'm not going to. And one of their exchanges was, hey, why don't you take the box to your local authorities? And he's like, what am I going to do? Go into the police station and go, I have shrimp tail. house and
like it's the smoking gun.
Right, exactly. So yeah, this entire saga has been absolutely out of control. And I just love all of the Twitterverse is on the fact that finding out the Cinnamon Toast Shrimp guy is Topanga's dad is murdering me.
I mean, yes, it's so fantastic. I mean, as someone pointed out, a man named Carp, married to a woman named Fischel, found shrimp tails in a box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. The cereal was purchased from the Costco on Topanga Canyon Boulevard, and his wife played Topanga in Boy Meets World.
I know.
Meanwhile, Carp used to be a guest on Pistol Shrimp Podcast. What is even happening?
I know. Jensen even points out the fact, this is the guy who tweeted the photo originally, I'm the new Gorilla Glue girl, aren't I? And it's like,
yes.
Yeah, I think you are that moment. And which, you know, I mean, that could have, it's funny because his original post, you see all of these posts then of people who have found stuff that shouldn't have been in their packaging. And it's gag.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the thing. Like, the original, like, response from Cinnamon Toast Crunch brand, the tweet, mm-hmm. after further investigation with our team that closely examined the image, it appears to be an accumulation of the cinnamon sugar that sometimes can occur when ingredients aren't thoroughly blended. Uh-huh. We assure you that there's no possibility of cross-contamination with shrimp. And then he replies, okay, well, after further investigation with my eyes, these are cinnamon-coated shrimp tails, you weirdos. I wasn't all that mad until you're now trying to gaslight me.
Yeah,
and then it just snowballed.
So an innocent tweet a few days ago that we had brought, you know, to the show and just mentioned because we thought it was kind of funny has now
the country's invested.
I know, and has continued to become a PR I don't even know if it's a nightmare, because here's the thing, I'm all like, I'm still eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's a fantastic cereal.
But they are a little bit now, like, looking like villains, because they're all trying to be like, nah.
No.
It's just a clump of cinnamon sugar.
Yeah. Oh, you're obviously wrong. And he's like, I'm not
what you're talking about.
Obviously wrong. And so that their entire exchange has been documented on his Twitter, which, you know, we've originally posted there at Ben and Kelly Show.
Do we need to, like, start a hashtag, Justice for Jensen?
Justice for Jensen.
Does that need to? Because I feel like he needs some sort of resolution that's going to make him happy. Other than, nah, dude, it's just cinnamon and sugar.
Right. So, anyways, if you want to see that whole exchange and catch yourself up on what was trending a couple days ago and what is still trending.
I haven't been this invested since Brad's wife got fired from Cracker Barrel.
At Ben and Kelly Show. Feel good. It feels good. Bears, Kelly?
On vacation, sir. Mm. Bears on vacation. So this comes out of Gatlinburg. So a guy was staying there. His name's Todd.
Yeah.
He's from Georgia. He just happened to notice there was a big black bear kind of walking on the patio.
Okay.
Said, you know what, I'm gonna get my camera, I'm gonna start rolling video on this.
All right.
Watched as he kind of wandered around and then ended up getting in the hot tub.
I like bears, I think they're cool. I think about bears in the house by the pool. When I'm driving, when I'm eating, when I'm walking with a knife, when I'm hiking, when I'm dancing.
Making love to my wife. Wow.
Yeah, I love that. Wow. I love it. I love it so much. So, yeah, you just kind of watch the bear. The bear's just kind of like, this feels nice. I'm going to hang out.
All about hot tub life.
And listen, the sun looked like it was either rising or it was setting.
Oh,
but it was
romantic.
Like right on the horizon.
Yeah.
It was perfect. Like the bear picked the right time enjoy the hot tub. Just kind of splashed around a little bit, hung out, and then left.
Sure.
Bears on vacation.
Are you going to tweet that out for us?
Absolutely. I can see?
All right, good. Good.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. Good deal. Feel good.
Feel good, right?
Yeah.
Especially for the bear. The bear's like, this is soothing.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7
DJX. Thursday is on 99.7 DJX.
All right. Bunch of songs mixed, played back to back that you haven't heard in a while. All right. Your requests make up our playlist. At Ben and Kelly Show. Or 502-571-9970 via text. Throwback Thursday's on! Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. What was the text we got, Kelly? Oh, from a listener.
About the Holiday Inn?
Yeah.
It's like ever since the group therapy, I can't stop thinking about Chingy Holiday Inn.
All right, we got you. We got you, and we understand, all right? Throwback Thursday. You got some bomb. Chilling at the Holiday Inn. Throwback Thursday. Here we go. You got the bomb.
What you doing?
Chilling at the Holiday Inn. Me and my people feeling each other and sip on some.
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't played or you haven't heard played on the radio. Back to 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 back.
We got to give a shout out to JR. It's his last TBT because moving to South Carolina. Now we're only going to have 5 listeners.
You can.
Don't leave.
Okay.
She says she's no good with words, but on me.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. I love it when you text in your requests and you make misspellings. And so yeah, it just kind of leaves it up.
We get it.
It just kind of leaves it up to our interpretation of whatever you want.
Yep, Jordan says, "What's up, pimp? Play Mariah Mariah by Santana."
Mariah Mariah.
It's Maria Maria.
I know.
But I like it. We know what you meant.
I love the fact that if
he's calling his pimp.
Yeah, Mariah Mariah. That'd be a different song.
It would, a little.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Good. Maria Maria. Forgot
it's
about
so
that song. I know. Christopher tweets, how about Big Pimpin' for passing my CDL? Oh, yeah. Big Riggin'.
Oh, sweet. Big Pimpin',
baby.
We got you, Christopher.
That's right.
99.7 DJX.
Talk to him. Bumpy. Pimp C. Jigga Man.
You know I thug them, hug them, love them, leave them, but I don't see. It's just that
it's just songs. Just take you to a place, do they not?
They do a little.
Yeah.
They make you feel some sort of way.
All right, we got a text from Anna.
Anna, she says that Archer is having a birthday, turning 4 on Tuesday. He is begging for some NSYNC. And the 4-year-old needs NSYNC. Give the 4-year-old what he wants.
All right, Throwback Thursday. Happy birthday, buddy.
You might have been hurt. Guess what? It's gonna be me.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
She said his face. We made his day.
Oh, yeah.
Love you, buddy.
Little 4-year-old wants NSYNC. Little 4-year-old gets NSYNC. Veronica rolls in with, hey, do you guys have Hit 'Em Up Style? Blue Cantrell. Wow, that's an old one.
We do.
She says, because if so, that's what I need to hear right now. Throwback Thursday.
While he was steaming, I was beaming in the beam from the crib to the ride and the cold.
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Aaron sent us a meme that was like NSYNC's album No Strings Attached was released back in March of 2000. That's 21 years ago. Which is impossible.
Wow.
Because I'm pretty sure 2000 was only like 7 years ago. Yeah.
It was. It was just a couple of years ago. I remember it.
Wow. Insane.
Yeah. Myra's just like, hey, how about a throwback song for each Ben and Kelly? Would love to hear what you guys listened to back in the day.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, we'll get there eventually. Anastine needed to hear Blink 182. We have that, too. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 JX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Got a text from Nasty Nate, which, by the way, that's how I'm naming your number in our text system.
Nasty Nate.
He wants Cisco Thong song for my bootylicious wife, Tabitha.
Oh, I love it.
Ladies know.
Oh, she sounds hot.
Tabitha and Nasty Nate.
You know.
Okay. Throwback Thursday.
Check it out.
Dress so scandalous, and you know another. That girl's so scandalous, and I know another. Handle it.
That takes you back, doesn't it? Throwback Thursday. Gary Redberg tweets and says, Shaggy wasn't me for that old girl letting her ex stay with her for a week. Oh, yeah. Another classic on Throwback Thursday.
Open up.
What do you want, man?
My
girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
But who?
The girl next door, you know? I don't know what to do.
So it wasn't you.
All right.
Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creepy shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Wait, Nasty Nate's co-workers gave him a call and laughing their butts off. Nasty Nate in the house.
I'm telling you what.
If he's not called that every day, he will be now.
Nasty Nate. That is fantastic.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound, we fell in love as the leaves turn brown. And we could be together, baby, as long as skies are blue.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Oh my goodness. So we need a little J-Lo for Sophia. Do we have Jenny from the Block?
I think we do. I think this is a remix with Jadakiss. But
oh, yeah.
But I think it'll work, right? Throwback Thursday.
There's no in it, right?
No cussing. This is Jenny from the Block. All right, Throwback Thursday. We off the block this year. South Bronx. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Happy birthday to Lexi Bond from her mom.
There you go. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Can we say you welcome back to work to Kelsey? She's back from the beach vacation going to work with Diaphragm Aaron.
Oh, yes. Love Diaphragm Aaron. Jenna says, hey, can we get something for me squatting 45 pounds? I'm 5'3 and weigh 120, so that's a pretty big deal. So,
holy cow.
Push it.
Yeah.
This could also work for Diaphragm Aaron, too.
It could.
Wasn't that the case?
It was, I think, yeah.
A little...
I think she had a baby sitting on her diaphragm.
Oh, it was not a little swimmer snuck past in her diaphragm, right?
I don't think so.
It wasn't that diaphragm, it was the other one.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. I just get confused whenever we talk about diaphragm Aaron. Which diaphragm we're talking about. Either way, push it works, all right? Throwback Thursday.
Push it. Now push it. Push it.
99.7 DJX.
Push it good.
Yep. Do those squats.
Push it real good.
Throwback Thursday. I'll tell you, it goes so fast. Thank you so much for all the texts, the requests, the messages, all that on Twitter, on over text and whatever. They're at Ben and Kelly Show.
Thanks to Gabe for hanging out with us. He tossed out some really good ones. We'll try to get to some of them next week. Barbara, such good ones today. Glad my kids are back in school because this mama's dancing full up in the living room.
Oh, yeah. I like that. All right, so cool. We do this every single Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9. Throw it back to songs you haven't heard in a while. Play back to back to back to back. Throwback Thursday here, 99. Kelly K.
So this is kind of crazy. Apparently, at the height of the shutdown, grape nut cereal was really hard to come by because they couldn't meet the demand with the really intense production process.
I did notice that there like was no grape nuts in the aisles of the store.
For a long time.
I do remember that, yeah.
So that led to a black market for grape nut cereal, and people were paying upwards of like $100 for a box.
A black market for grape nuts?
Yes. And so now that things have kind of gotten back to normal, they're able to ship out the normal amount of product to stores. They are looking to reimburse those people who overpaid.
Oh, my gosh.
And so here's the thing. If you overpaid like more than $10, what they're saying, between November 1st of last year and March 15th, you got to submit a receipt to their website by April 15th, and they'll pay the difference between what you paid and the suggested retail price, up to $10,000 total.
Oh my gosh.
One per household. Now, with the black market, I don't know how many receipts.
Yeah, I was going to say,
black market.
I don't know if you go to that guy that has grape nuts in his trench coat and go, hey, I'm going to need a receipt for this.
$100 a box. You know what? I'll give you a deal on two, $150 for two.
I'll tell you, I mean, I'm a fan of grape nuts.
Absolutely.
I don't know if
would you pay $100 for a box, though?
No, I would not.
Okay.
I would not.
Well, it was apparently a thing. There was even like an 89-year-old that was like seen on a quest for like the biggest box of grape nuts he could possibly find. But there you go. So they heard you. They saw the situation. They're trying to rectify it a bit to the tune of $10,000 total.
That is
so
funny.
You got to get in. If you got your receipt and you kept it, which I got to be honest, I don't think I keep all of my grocery receipts.
No.
Those are probably the first ones to get tossed.
I mean, unless I have them emailed to me, but.
Right. Yeah. Or digital. Yes. Digital copy. If you've got like an account with perks and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So there you go. We'll tweet it out in case you happen to be one of those that overpaid for a box of grape nuts at the height of the shutdown.
I mean, but did you overpay? Is there a price to overpay for grape nuts?
Hashtag worth it.
I mean, worth it. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. You can get grape nuts again. Wow. The earth is healing. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Well, there's going to be a press conference coming up at 10 from the Kentucky Derby Festival, planning the release of more information about Thunder over Louisville, which is still expected to take place on April 17th. But it's been kind of a secret as to what it's actually going to be. Now, the president and CEO, Matt Gibson, did say that this year's theme is illuminating our community, and it's going to coincide with the Pegasus Parade, which will also be focused on highlighting the Louisville community, but the fireworks are going to be spread out around the community. Five different locations.
Okay.
So we're going to learn
more.
So
this is, again, something you're going to maybe experience at home in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
So they will, I guess, tell us how that's going
to
work.
Yeah, drone footage is expected to be a part of it as well. So, yeah, that's coming up here. Ooh, just about.
Which, again, could be kind of dangerous. They got to make sure that doesn't get in the way of where they're shooting those off, right?
Well, it's
you could take out a couple drones.
You could take out a drone.
Get a little too close to the action.
Yeah, and then, you know, I even heard from Churchill Downs yesterday, and it looks like you and I could even be doing backside this year. So that is
interesting.
I know in the future, as you know, Churchill Downs has started to release information on how Oaks and Derby will look this year. So yeah, a little update for you. And after 10, we're going to learn a little bit more about what the Derby Festival has in plan and in store for the fireworks. But yeah, Pegasus pins, I've already seen them out, so you can get those too. It's 99.7 EJX. So we heard from Paul, who had an issue with his girlfriend.
She has an ex that she dated for a while, and he's coming into town.
And he's apparently going to stay at her place for a week. And is like, I don't feel comfortable with this. It's just kind of sending up red flags. And don't worry, Paul, it did for us, too. We were like, whoa.
Oh, absolutely. And most of everybody that texted in.
Yeah, now there were a few because I was like, 100% all of our texts were just immediately went boom. And we're like, nope, 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 nope. So
heck
I was
no,
like,
heck no, heck no, heck no, heck no.
I was like, for the sake of argument, I want to hear from some people who have great relationships with their ex and isn't an issue with their current boyfriend. And yeah, I mean, we heard from people like Sandra who's like, you know what? Hey, I'm friends with all my exes and my current guy. I just bring them around. They're not like mysterious exes. They're around.
Yes, it's like the guys know each other.
Yes.
Like the ex and the current boyfriend know each other well and can hang. But that's not the situation with Paul.
Right.
Because the ex-boyfriend lives out of town and it's been like 6 years.
Yeah.
So they don't have that established relationship. But Brittany had a good point.
Uh-huh.
This should be a no-brainer. Let the ex-boyfriend stay at the ex-girlfriend's apartment and the girlfriend stay with the boyfriend. Otherwise, big nope.
That
so she
is.
Comes and stays with Paul.
Okay.
And ex-boyfriend stays in her apartment alone.
Yeah, you know
that's
what?
Genius.
That's a better plan than I think what we came up with, which was all three of them stay together in her apartment, which is
weird. That's a little cozy.
That's a little bit weird where, yeah, who knows the living, you know, situation there, whether or not she has enough bedrooms or what, but.
Yeah, no, Amy suggested that too. Like, that's kind of a genius way to kind of get around the whole mm-hmm. thing, other than like sending him to a hotel, just like, hey, all right, you can give up the apartment. And then maybe if she does want to still keep the ex in her life as a friend or whatever,
yeah.
That, you know, anytime she spends time with him, Paul's got to be there. And he gets to know the guy. And then, yeah, maybe he gets a little bro out of this. He gets a bestie.
Maybe. If you want to see the myriad of posts about this situation.
Many.
You can, yeah.
Many, many.
You can head over to our Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show, and you can get yourself reacquainted with the situation, or even leave your own there. At Ben and Kelly Show. Hear that there's new music from Olivia Rodrigo on the horizon. So if you're a fan of her, if you're a fan of Driver's License, know that that is on the way on 99.7 DJX. If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. Click listen. Everything from, man, group therapy with Paul's issue we were just talking about, and the fact that he's got a girlfriend whose ex is coming into town for a week. And there were a lot of people that were like, whoa, red flag if she wants to actually stay, or if she's going to let him stay at her place. So,
yeah, there were a lot of people, though, that said, you know what, I'm friendly with all my exes, and, you know, like, my current boyfriend and my ex-boyfriend, they hang together, and that can be fine. It just kind of all depends on if that dynamic's there. With Paul and his situation, no, because it's been 6 years, and the ex-boyfriend lives out of town.
Right.
So that hasn't been established at this point.
That's
so
right.
So I understand his, you know, anxiety about it. And
for sure.
I think the best suggestion we heard all day was have the guy stay at her apartment while she stays with Paul.
Yep, good idea.
And then they can all get to know each other if, you know, he wants to. But the bottom line is she needs to respect Paul's feelings about the situation and the boundaries that he's setting.
100%. Yeah. And so you can hear that. You can listen back to Paul's original call there, WDJX.com. Click listen. Or even the Setting the Bar story, which was kind of interesting because you probably heard of the Suez Canal and the boat that's literally blocking the entire canal from the ship traffic, and the fact that it drew a wiener on its GPS right before it got stuck. And it's funny because Bonnie had texted us and she was like, I work in international shipping and we are having to actually watch that ship that is stuck in the canal. And what you just said will be a wonderful update to give the crew this morning. Thanks so much for the laugh. Yeah. It's funny because that ship called the Ever Given charted a route that like looked like Twig and Berries, and then a butt.
It looked like an Etch-a-Sketch of all that. Like, I cannot believe
it's pretty funny
that they went through all of that effort to try to make that happen. Like, I just need to know, like, what was the, did they have that much free time that they could use that kind of fuel? I mean, it takes a lot of money to run a huge ship like that to just kind of go off course to try to draw this crazy picture on the radar.
I know. It's pretty funny.
Insane.
I know. And when you see the ship, it's not small. I mean, it is gigantic. And for it to actually block the entire Suez Canal when it turns sideways, that, you know, it's a huge ship. So anyways,
oopsies. And I tell you, and that probably took some time.
Yeah. You can catch up on what you missed. The entire show, the segments, all that, WDJX.com. Click listen. Otherwise, have a great one. Tomorrow's Friday, so that's exciting. We'll talk to you then.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.